You know, after 30 years of study, serious study, of the word, this reality, observations, et cetera, just meditation, whatever. And I'm not talking about sitting in a corner and just saying om. I'm just saying turn the truth over in my mind all the time, you know. Serious business for 30 years, but the last 10 years really serious with the creation code, decode, you know. And so what I found out, if you really want to know the truth, you got to break everything into parts. And eventually when you break it into parts enough, you get down to some basic root truths. And when you get down to the basic root truths, T-R-U-T-H-S, truth. When you get down to the basics, it all starts to coalesce and make sense and all the puzzle pieces fit together. Now, the preacher's not going to tell you this, and the reason they don't is because they probably don't know. But what I'm going to tell you is you're going to learn the whole Bible instantaneously. Now, it might take years to realize it, but you're going to learn the whole Bible as soon as I say it. As soon as I say it, you're going to know the whole Bible, but you don't know that you know the whole Bible unless you spent years studying it, because what I'm getting ready to say applies across Genesis, Deuteronomy, Revelation, Ephesians, Colossians, Galatians, Romans, every book of the Bible. And not only what I'm getting ready to say does it apply to every book of the Bible, it applies to every situation in your life. So the 2D Bible that you read, what I'm getting ready to say, applies. The 3D experience that you live, it applies. Right? And so you're going to understand everything as soon as I say this. Now, it might take you years to realize it, but I'm telling you everything. And the preachers are not going to tell you this, because if you grasp what I'm getting ready to say, and I've said it before, if you grasp what I'm getting ready to say and you apply it in every situation, and every time you read Ephesians 1, Ephesians 6, or you apply it everywhere across the board, watching movies, watching TV, listen to music, watching the news, Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, your job, your boss, your coworkers, your employees, your spouse, your kids, all your conspiracy theorists, all your everything in life. I'm getting ready to tell you, it's really simple, but you break it down to its final root source, and everything is explained. And then you can take and apply it day by day, moment by moment, in every situation, and the solution is there, always there. The solution's always there. Before you face anything, the solution's already there. Now, here it is. It's going to be so simple that you're going to just, some people will say, oh, Eureka, that makes sense. Some people have heard it before, and they'll say, yeah, I've heard that before. Some people say, that's impossible. How can the Bible be such a short statement? Because the simplicity that's in Christ is what they're trying to hide, is the reason. They don't want you to know that you have all things in Christ, that all things have already been solved, the victory's won. Every situation, there's a victory in everything that you face. They don't want you to know the simplicity that's in Christ. So before I say it, you have to get saved to be able to see it. Faith alone in Jesus alone, you have to get saved to be able to see it. Then, once you start reading the Bible, you remember what I'm getting ready to say, and it applies across the board, no matter what you're doing. So here it is. It's so simple, you won't believe it at first unless you've heard me and meditated on it. But it's so simple, a child could understand it. And that's why people don't want to receive it, because it is so simple. They want to make life complicated. And that's what the energy of the flesh does, wants to make things complicated. So here it is. It's the energy of the flesh versus the power of the Spirit. No matter what passage you read, you see the men of old, the people of old, they're trying to function in the energy of the flesh, the Pharaoh, the unsaved, the goats, the world, the flesh, prior life, the energy of the flesh, the energy of mankind versus the power of God, the energy of man versus God's power. As long as you try to solve a problem in the energy of the flesh, you're going to keep struggling. But when you step into the power of the Spirit, trust God and His Spirit for whatever situation, the Bible makes it clear. He won't put more on you than you can handle, right? And so, once again, I'm going to say it. The energy of the flesh versus the power of God or the power of the Spirit, Christ in you, the hope giver. So no matter what you're facing off with in life, you have to ask yourself, am I trying to solve this in the energy of the flesh? Now, there's things you have to do. Let's say I need to change my battery on my car. I have to go out there and change. I actually have to do stuff in the natural. But before you do it, Lord, I need your help, your power, your strength, your wisdom, your knowledge. I know you're there. You were there before the foundation of the world. Everything that you wrote in the scripture and everything that's happening around me is because you're providing all things, you know. So before you get out there and get your tools, you can watch some YouTube videos, call your neighbor, get somebody to help you. It might be changing your tire and you're shut down on the side of the road and you need to change your tire. First thing you do is pray. And usually somebody walks by or something happens where the solution is there. And I think this is the reason a lot of people end up homeless. They don't realize the solution's there. I mean, if you think about the homeless person, they're out there with a sign and people are giving them money to eat with, right? The door opens always. You just have to step into it. And it might not be the door you want, but the door opens. But the life lessons are there to move you towards the spirit mind. It's all a life lesson to move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. So what is the flesh mind? The energy of the flesh, the world, the flesh, and the prior life. What is the spirit mind? The mind of Christ, trusting God, denying your own understanding, believing His word and His truth. And what does His word say? The word says He's a Savior. And He's always a Savior. See, a lot of people are trying to manipulate their situations, and this is like the Jezebel spirit. So they don't want to take a job and submit to authority, so they try to yoke up or hook up with somebody and mooch off of them and live off of them. And then when the universe kicks them back and they get kicked out of their situation, they get mad at God. Or they get mad at the person who they're trying to mooch off of or whatever. And so my point is, if you study bushcraft especially, you can go out in your backyard and take a knife and you can survive with a knife if you had the skills. Yes, there's people who are disabled. There's people who don't have certain skills or not education-wise, but God's still going to make a way of escape no matter who it is if they call out to Him and trust Him. God does not support laziness. God, as a saint, a born-again saint, He doesn't support ignorance. He wants you to develop your mind, your skills, your will, your emotion, your intellect. He wants you to grow. And He knows what you need. See, this whole thing's about the elect saints. He knows what you need and where you're at before you know. God knows your heart before you know your heart. The heart's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Only God knows how evil your heart is. You don't even know how evil your heart is. And so if you try to change your heart, or you try to be religious or good enough without His power, and you say, Lord, I don't have grace, or I don't have truth. I need your help. Lord, I need grace and truth, because Jesus was full of grace and truth. Then you depend on him, which is the power of the Spirit, and he changes you. But if you say, I'm going to be more graceful, I'm going to speak more truth, I'm going to be in the truth and more graceful like Jesus, and but you try to do it in the energy of the flesh, you will fail every time. I'm not going to get mad at my wife. You're going to fail every time. But if you ask for his power, I'm not going to get mad at my wife or be bitter. The Bible says, be not bitter towards the wife. So I'm not going to be bitter towards my wife. And you have to ask yourself, why would he say that? The only reason, and I told you the answer already. This is what I'm saying. Every situation is flesh versus spirit. Why would God tell the man not to be bitter towards his wife? She's the weaker vessel. She represents the flesh side of the union. There's flesh versus spirit always. I'm not saying that the spirit-filled woman is in the flesh. I'm saying, it could be a woman who's married to a saved woman married to an unsaved man. If the Bible says, be not bitter against your wife to the saved man, if a woman's saved and she's married to an unsaved, then her bitterness, there would be a tendency for her to be bitter too, but that's the energy of the flesh. So any situation you're trying to solve, dealing with a narcissist, psychopath, sociopath, you put boundaries up, but you're not bitter. You don't play tit for tat. You don't get revenge. Romans 12, because revenge is the flesh. So the energy of the flesh is like bitterness, unforgiveness, revenge, and all that. The energy of the flesh is weakness. But the power of the Spirit is the power. And so every situation you face off with, you have a choice. Energy of the flesh, walk in the Spirit. Energy of the flesh, trust God. Energy of the flesh, ask God. Ask, seek, knock. The energy, okay, let's say you make a goal. You want to do something. So you say, Lord, I want to do this, and I want to achieve this. I want to get a degree. I want to learn architecture, or I want to learn math, or whatever. If it's his will, he's going to make a way. And if it's your, and usually the way God works with his will, if there's something that you like doing, some kind of job you enjoy doing, it's usually because that's your calling. You know, a lot of people say, well, what's my calling in life? What do you enjoy? Do what you enjoy, as long as it's not hurting somebody else. As long as it's helping and serving people. Learning some mathematics doesn't hurt anybody. If you're teaching math, if you're not in the math field and you just won't learn it, you could waste a lot of time doing that. And that wouldn't be good. But if you're going to be in that field, you might have to exert some energy. But the energy of the flesh, in Genesis, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, every time they got in trouble and messed up, was the energy of the flesh. If you look at your family, your parents, your grandparents, your cousins, your sisters, your brothers, your children, every time they do something in the energy of their flesh, they fail. Every time. And if they do succeed, it's because they vampired off of somebody else or somebody else got hurt. You know, like that's why the epitome of the flesh is the Illuminati sacrifice, because they can't rise up unless somebody else is sacrificed. Let's say somebody's got to want to rise up and be a movie star, but they got to sacrifice a family member, and that family member is worth millions of dollars from the insurance policy that you don't even know about, the queen or somebody. And so the queen, as soon as you get that birth certificate, they probably have an insurance policy out on you. And as soon as you sacrifice, then they've got enough money to rise you up. You see what I'm saying? It's a debt money system. So everything you do in the energy of the flesh is failure, or somebody has to pay. But Jesus already paid it. So you take up your cross, you deny yourself, you follow Jesus. And so that sacrifice that you do, you can't do it except by his power. And this is why the unsaved, when you say deny yourself, die daily, take up your cross, they don't have the power to do that. The only reason you have the power to take up your cross, deny yourself, and die daily is the Spirit in you, the power. And then when you die, you live. Those that try to save their life lose it. Those that lose their life save it. It's an oxymoron to the flesh mind because the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. The natural mind is not able to discern the spiritual things. It's opposite. This is why anti-Flash hates Flash and says, you're just like me, Flash. And Flash is sitting there looking at me. He says, I made a choice. So the choice is the energy of the flesh or the power of God, which is the power of the Spirit. And if you try to do it in your own power, you will fail. If you deny yourself, take up your cross, don't back talk to your boss, just say, yes, sir, aye, sir. You know, if they're doing something illegal or abusive, you got to either get away or take it to their authority because everybody has authority. If they're doing something stupid, take it to their authority. And if their authority is evil, leave the job, go get another job. Because if you got an organization or a situation where everybody's evil, sold out to evil, best thing to do is move on. Get away from them because they're not going to change. It's systemic. You see what I'm saying? The systemic is system, sister. So in every equation, whether it's math, physics, science, life, movies, Wile E. Coyote, Roadrunner, there's flesh versus spirit, night and day, yin and yang, the up and down sine wave. There's always that formula, the flesh versus the spirit. And so if you're dealing with a person, even if it's a saved woman who's dealing with an unsaved man, there's the spirit versus the flesh. As soon as he gets saved and he grows, then it kind of flips and then he grows exponentially. Because God wants him to be the head of his house, and then she's going to be able to submit to him because he's changed. He became a spirit-filled husband after he got saved. Yeah. God will grow him up. I always wondered about that because I know as soon as I got married, I was exponentially growing. I was like, wow, what is going on here? Because the equation had to change. I had to grow fast. And so any situation he puts you in that has a Pharaoh, has a Jezebel, has a narcissist, he's going to exponentially grow you if you cry out to him. And so that exponential growth, when you get attacked, when they defame you, lie about you, try to destroy you, you exponentially grow because they're in the flesh, you're in the spirit, and so the equation has to balance itself out. So the more they attack you, the more you grow. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's an equation. It's a universal equation. That's why they had to kill Jesus, because he was so high above and lifted up that the whole world had to come after him. He came unto his own received him not. Mankind sent him to the cross. You, me, our evil heart sent him to the cross. And so that's why the whole world attacked Jesus and tried to, and eventually, but he knew it was already, he already set it in plan before the foundation of the world. So, you know, you might say, well, they put him on the cross. Well, he actually knew he was going before he even showed up on the scene. My point is, he did it because he knew, just like Adam went down with the ship with Eve. Eve was into deception, not Adam. Nevertheless, she shall be saved through childbearing, which was pointing back to what? The prophecy of Jesus. And so Adam was a prophet, and he followed in type and shadow of what Christ did for the church. My point is, if you step into a situation and you try to respond to these people in the energy of the flesh, it's going to be trouble. But if you deny yourself, take up your cross, die daily, you will exponentially grow in the spirit. No matter if 1,000 attack you, 10,000 come against you, because you're going to exponentially grow because the equation has to balance itself out. This is why when you run a stop sign or a stoplight, or you didn't pay your taxes or your tags on your car, your title, then you start to see policemen show up everywhere. Why? Because you're in the flesh. You didn't keep the rules of the system. So the police start to show up because you're every time you get in your car, I hope I don't get pulled over because I didn't pay my taxes. I didn't renew my tag, so they're going to catch me. So you're sitting there in the flesh because you know you should have paid it. And so the police start to show up because those that are in the flesh are under law. So you get in your car, I didn't renew my tags. I hope they don't catch me on my way to work. I hope they don't catch me. Instead of taking a bus, you drive that car. And so that means you're in the flesh. And so the police have to show up because the flesh is under law. This is why when you have neighbors who are flesh creatures, they always have to they're always fighting. They're always getting drunk, drugging, drinking, fighting, arguing. It's just like the Jerry Springer show next door to you. And so the law is always showing up, the ambulance, and once a month or whatever. Got a halfway house next door, and every month there's an ambulance, somebody's overdosing. They're always fighting new people. They're transients, they're vagabonds. They're always moving, they're never stable. Because that's the energy of the flesh. It's just an equation. That is the root. If you can hear me, you can apply this across the board, and you can actually, sometimes you might get in the flesh, don't even know it. And if you start to see policemen show up, you need to ask yourself, do you need to fall down on your face and ask God to see the blind spot, you know? For real, people. I'm not even joking. This is it. And the preachers are not going to tell you this. And they're going to attack me for telling you because they don't want you to be free. They're going to say, that's New Age talk. No, it ain't. It's Bible. It's not only is it 2D Bible and 3D Bible, it's 5D Bible. That's why they killed Jesus, because he was walking in the Spirit 100%. And the earth is evil. They had to kill him. The whole world came against him. And so when the whole world comes against you, know this, Jesus already defeated the devil, and he's a defeated foe. So when a Jezebel spirit comes at you to get you to fight, don't fight them. Don't fight them. What did the angel say to the devil? He says, I'm not even going to fight against you. The Lord rebuke you. The archangel said, I'm not going to debate you, fight you, because you're a master deceiver. I'm not going to get on your level. I'm going to let the Lord rebuke you, because the devil is the ultimate Jezebel spirit. And so you can't fight with them. If you have a bad authority who's doing wrong and they won't be corrected, and they're like the Pharaoh or they're like North Korea, you go to their authority. And if they don't listen to that, then you get out. You get away. Sometimes you have to endure hardship as a good soldier and then wait for the victory, because soon as you hand it up to throw it up into heaven by prayer and fasting, sometimes you need to fast. But once you throw it up into heaven, it might take a few cycles for it to appear down here. It might take 21 days, but there's going to be a change. But if you respond in the energy of the flesh, it's going to keep going on. So the whole Bible and your daily experience can be broken down into flesh versus spirit, and that is the deal, people. If you can hear me, you can see through the whole game. Not only can you see through the whole game outside, but you can see through the whole game that you're struggling with on the inside, on your inside, because really the battle's with you. The battle is within. When you correct the within, you set the boundaries, the flesh creatures have to run because you don't play on their court anymore.